This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. With chapter 1 of 2 Peter under our belts, let's move on to the rest of this book. Peter wanted his readers to have a firm foundation for their faith because they were going to face increasing challenges that could cause doubt or confusion. Having reminded them of the importance of hiding in their hearts the central message that the prophets of the Old Testament had proclaimed, he now writes in 2 Peter 2:1, "But there were also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you." Ever since Satan tempted Eve in the idyllic Garden of Eden, there has been the battle between right and wrong, truth and falsehood, honesty and deception. The battle rages in the world around us, but it also rises up in the church. Paul warned of this in his farewell message to the elders of the church in Ephesus in Acts 20:28 through 31. "Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which is bought with his own blood. I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. Even from your own number, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them. So be on your guard." Yes, there will be attacks from critics and enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ, attacks from without and at times intentionally infiltrating the church in order to destroy. But more sinister are those who from within the church twist truth to draw a following after them. We must be on our guard at all times. I'd like to encourage you to review these scripts by going to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.